Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on winning every meeting. And welcome to track 4, the meeting protocol, which is a protocol or structure or process for what you actually do when you walk into the meeting. So if you think back to the system for winning every meeting, we said there are 3 pillars, right? You've got preparation. What are you doing before you step into the meeting? And there we said the long-term preparation is the black book. And of course, in the last track, we went through the specific preparation, the 4-step protocol for how you get game ready. And here in the meeting protocol, this is the second pillar of execution. But really also, it's preparation. How do you best prepare yourself so that you can step in the meeting and drive it from your intent all the way through to your next steps? So let's hit, why does the meeting protocol matter? See, I perceive that this solves something that is very, very hard, and I never found a solution for. And so instead, over all these years of research, I built this very simple protocol, which is, so how do you prepare for a meeting? So if you step back and think about it, most of the time people don't. Maybe there's an agenda of things to hit. Maybe they've scribbled down a few notes of what they want to achieve. Maybe there's clear intent, like it might be a sales meeting. But what is the actual underlying process for driving that meeting? What are the steps that need to happen to move from when you first walk into the meeting to walking out with your desired outcome? You might want to think about this similar to the way that a football team runs plays. They don't just all run out on the field, do they? Run around randomly, throw the ball, hoping to score a touchdown. They have specific plays that are designed to drive the ball from where they are through to their intent. And the meeting protocol works exactly the same way. And over years of reading books on communications and influence and putting this stuff to work in my own career and with my clients, what I came to see was really simple, that what you need is an underlying process that you can use. As we've been talking about, all top performance is driven by a systematic process. So what sort of systematic process can you use in driving a meeting from front to back? And this overcomes a massive challenge that I'll get to in a moment. Yet what I would say for now is, think about the sales meeting. People walk in to sell. What's their plan? What is it? We're going to have a meeting. Okay, and what are you going to talk about? We're going to talk about what we're selling. Okay, how? What is the flow of that meeting that moves you from when you walk in and shake hands till you get up and leave? See, perhaps the biggest mistake I saw on Wall Street in a lot of these meetings is that there isn't a structure. There's no underlying process that's guiding the movement of the meeting. And so if you take capital raising meetings, for instance, what happens is typically bad capital raisers walk in and drone on for about 45 minutes. They sit down and they open their book. And they say, this is who we are. Oh yeah, he went to school at Dartmouth. And then they just launch into whatever it is that they think they are selling. But really they're just throwing information at the people on the other side. And they get to the end of the meeting and they look across the table and they say, so do you want to buy? And I know that seems normal because I've seen it done over and over and over and over again. But what's a better way to do it? Right, if you walked in knowing exactly what you want to do and you scripted it out, that might be a better method. But this is the big point I was making earlier. Scripts fail. Right, scripts fail because you can't sit there and read a script, can you? And a lot of the time, bad presenters use their books as quasi-scripts, don't they? That they actually think the purpose of the meeting is to walk through the book. when anyone who's highly skilled at this knows that as soon as you open up a book, as soon as you're turning pages, you've lost contact with the person on the other side of the table who should be on your side of the table. So books as quasi-scripts fail. And real scripts, well, that fails even worse. And the best example of failing scripts is the poor old wedding speaker.
Hi. So, I've known Karen since we were 8 years of age. I'm just so happy to be here today, and oh, it's just such an amazing day.
And I mock her, but don't we all feel bad for that awful wedding speaker who's written up this script and gets up there shaking nervous? And everyone in the room is so uncomfortable just hoping that it's over soon. Because scripts fail. And if you want to get pro on this, you'll see in my Public Speaking Natural Masterclass a way of training yourself to be natural. So that you never use scripts, instead you use structures. And you'll see in that masterclass a speaking protocol which is similar to this notion of the meeting protocol, which is a structure that you know is how you're moving the meeting from front to back. So instead of having a script like a boring speaker and certainly an unnatural speaker, you have a structure. You know that in order to get from where you start to your intent, there are a series of steps that need to happen. And this is the meeting protocol. What are these steps? And how do you work your way through them to drive your best process and driving your best results for winning every meeting? So what is the meeting protocol? If you look in the workbook, you can see the summary protocol, pre-frame, rapport, profiling, benefits, objections, next steps. And see, it's laid out linearly, but this isn't to say that you're going to hit each of these steps in sequence, although it is somewhat the case. And it's not to say that each of these steps needs to be hit. Yet, this is a sequence for moving from front to back in a meeting. And you might come up with your own sequence, a structure that works best for you. And I strongly encourage you to take these ideas and all the other ideas that you've researched and put together your absolute best process. And what you also see is that the meeting protocol is set up with benefits and objections in it. Now, this isn't because it's a selling protocol. It's not. And we're not going to go deep into benefits and objections as we would in a masterclass on selling. But the reasons that they are in here is to recognize that as you're moving your way through a meeting, there are things that move you forward, these things called benefits, and things that hold you back, objections. And so in sequence, what do you see? You step into the meeting, there's some type of pre-frame. This is where you're laying out your intent. Step two, you're building rapport. Every meeting happens in the context of rapport. And even if you're walking into a meeting with people you know very well, every day, aren't we building new rapport? Step three is profiling. Whatever this meeting is about, how are you positioning whatever it is that you're there to do so that it works for the other person? What are you learning about them that's consistent with the way that you're delivering your communications, driving your intent throughout the meeting? We hit benefits and objections, and then next steps. So that you can see it's somewhat of a circle, which is you're starting the meeting with your pre-frame, very clear intent, which of course mirrors the four-step protocol, doesn't it? Starting with your intent. And you're ending with the next steps. What are they? Where are you getting this meeting to?